Dr. is from Janice. Dr. A, you had a woman call in with a 14-year-old daughter with a friend whom you recommended she disassociate with, and she sounded like a bad influence. It was a little deeper than that. It was a situation where the friend was threatening suicide, a lot of emotional baggage and issues, and the little 14-year-old girl was over her head. The mother was wrestling with the issue of doing the best she could as a Christian. I had a similar problem with my 10-year-old daughter, who had a friend who talked of a devil-worshipping teenage neighbor who was her new best friend. This, combined with other negatives, I don't know if you'd even have to combine that with other negatives. I think that'd be a big enough negative for me, Janice, led me to decide that my child was simply too young to cope with influences such as these. Ah, come on, Janice, lighten up, a little devil worship here and there, you know. She cried when I said the relationship must end. I reasoned. Eventually, we moved on. About a year later, she read a children's version of Secrets of the Vine. I must admit, I'm not familiar with that book, but it sounds like it must be a good thing. I asked my daughter afterwards what she learned from the book. She said, Mom, remember when you told me I couldn't be friends with Alicia anymore and I was really upset? Yes. Well, I understand about it now, Mom. It's called pruning. Signed, Janice. Thank you, Janice. You have put your fingers on a small victory that parents get as kids get older. They realize sometimes, approximately 6.32% of the time, we know what we're talking about. Unfortunately, I've been noticing something. Maybe this is God's joke on humans. The percentage of times that the kids think we're correct generally goes up as they get older. However, it never really hits 100% because they never get old enough. I think the average person would have to be about 87 years old before they say, I pretty much agree with about everything my mom and dad said and did for my upbringing. But they're 87 and we're long gone. So you have to kind of live with about a 50 to 75% approval rate, which isn't bad. It's not bad. And if you got a whole bunch of kids, that's a great advantage. Because some of your kids think you're functioning at about a 6% approval rate. Other of your kids think, oh, yeah, Mom's 58% as far as I'm concerned. So what I say is, it's like college grading. Some of you got a lot of kids. What you do is you throw out the highest and the lowest grade. Say you got 5 kids, and your rating performance approval scales are different across the kids. You know, they got the little 3-year-old who thinks you're at 96%, and you got the 14-year-old who thinks you're at 1.35%. Well, you throw out the highest and the lowest, and then you average out your approval rating after that. Okay? So that's that for Janice. Thank you, Janice. Hi, Dr. Ray. This is from Emily. I don't know if this will help. Remember we had a caller yesterday, Anthony, who was asking for good, solid Catholic residential programs for his daughter, and he was struggling to find some. And, of course, you folks, cavalry to the rescue. Calvary. Yeah, that's Calvary. You know, not cavalry, Calvary to the rescue. I don't know if this will help, but there is a hospital in Aurora, Illinois. And, by the way, Anthony was calling from Chicago area, called Pravina Mercy Center. It used to be run by the Sisters of Mercy. My mother is an AA nurse there for almost 34 years. I don't know how it works now, but there is a chapel on site. Some sisters are still there, and priests are available from nearby parishes. Anthony can reach them at, and I don't know if Anthony's listening, but if anybody knows Anthony, 630-859-2222. 630, that's an area code there, Chicago whereabouts. 859-2222. I hope this is helpful to Anthony. Peace, Emily. Thank you, Emily. That is sweet. That is sweet. Eric says he is the youngest of 3, and he always says that he agrees with 100% of what his parents did, and he's only 28. Yeah, but Eric, you may be able to pull that one on our unsuspecting listeners, but you're dealing with a professional here. And I recognize that you, still mooching off your parents monetarily, are never going to say you don't agree with them. As long as, in fact, that's right, you know your mother is listening. In fact, you're going to do what I did for the first 35 years of my life. Yes, Mom, you are absolutely right. Oh, Father, Father, your insights are so on target regarding parenting. Can I borrow $300? Do you remember that car I was looking at, Dad? You know, the one I couldn't really sign for because I didn't have enough money in the bank and they needed a co-signer? You're the greatest, Dad. You are 100% on target. Now, of course, I don't want to coarsen your outlook at your parents, Eric. There is one other explanation for your behavior. That explanation is your own self-image. If, of course, you think that you are pretty close to being the perfect alpha male, the 100% blended combination of masculine virility and feminine sensitivity, as am I, then of course your parents had to be 100% right. They didn't mess it up. You know, I got to just share with you this before I go to the calls here. I'll get folks coming in the office. And, oh, they'll be so angry at their mom and dad. Oh, their mom did this wrong and their dad did that wrong and their mom was this way and their dad was that way. And, oh, I'll tell you what, if they could have picked any one of the other 4.5 billion people on this earth, actually it's probably about 6.5 billion now, but they would have, mom and dad would have been maybe in the bottom 2%. And the only reason they got picked is because they speak English. They didn't want to be raised by somebody that didn't speak English. Then you really couldn't understand what was going on. I asked them, well, you know, it seems to me you're doing pretty well. You're pretty happy in your marriage. Oh, yes, I've got a great marriage, great spouse. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Were you pretty successful in life? Well, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, we do real well. We do real well. Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't understand something. If your parents were just so bad, how did you get to this point? How did you get to the point where you're so well put together you can pronounce judgment on your parents like this? Now, I never say that with people who aren't well put together, but, you know, periodically, regularly, you get folks who are doing pretty well in their lives. I'm not just talking about the cheap material stuff. I'm talking about overall in their adjustment. And I just look at them. Well, how could these folks have been so terrible? And somehow you managed to make it through them. Did you get to this point despite them? You just happened to be such a mature kid that you basically raised yourself after age 3.5? Of course, most little girls can do that. Most little boys don't even know where the ice cubes are by age 15. And it doesn't help to ask Dad because he don't know where they are either. I always wondered about that. Eric says he agrees with his mom 100%, huh? Pretty good.